Welcome to Shomar Shova and Adav, she responds to Luinish Vasam Yakushom Neabasitzchok. We're holding Boabas or Daf Memtes. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the concept of Nachas Ruach Asisi Labayli. A woman who signed on a sale that her husband did could say she didn't really mean it because she only did it because her husband did it and she wanted to do Nachas Ruach to her husband. Based on this concept, the Gdoila Meforshim explain a few things in Torah. The first one we'll mention is what the Beis Halevi brings in Parshas Yisro. What it says in the Pasuk, Koisoymer lebeis Yaakov v'tagi lebnei Yisrael. The Chazal say, Koisoymer lebeis Yaakov, these are the women. V'tagi lebnei Yisrael, these are the men. Why women come before men? So the answer is, if the Torah was given first to the men, the woman would say, Nachas Ruach Asisi Labayli. The only reason I accepted the Torah, because my husband said to do it, so I did it as well. But I didn't really want to receive the Torah. So therefore, the first thing in Torah was given to the woman. They could say yes, and then it went to the men. That's what the Beis Halevi says. The truth of this idea is really brought down in the Shlo, and Pashas told us. Within a context, he's speaking about the name Yitzchok. And he says over there that the tzaddik of Yitzchok is connected to 90 years that his mother Sarah lived. And the kuf of Yitzchok is connected to 100 years that Avraham Avinu lived. So says the Shlo, why is Sarah mentioned before Avram? Why did Tzadik comes before the Kuf? So he says the remnant to what happened in Matan Torah. That in Matan Torah it says that the woman came before the man in order to show that they really wanted it. Same thing happens with the name of Yitzchok, that Sarah is mentioned before Avram. The Imre Emes adds to this, and it's brought down in Sefer Likutei Yehuda, after he brings this idea. He says the whole idea of Matan Torah has to be Saruso de la Tato, meaning it has to come from us. The Matan Torah has to come, the Am Yisrael will say Nasav and Ishmael. We are interested in getting the Torah. The whole but the Torah process, it needs to be that we initiated it, and only afterwards the Torah comes. So therefore it's reflected in the idea that the woman have to say first yes before the men. They can't be coerced to do it. The same, you know, the whole Am Yisrael have to say yes before they're receiving the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this connects to the idea that Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mashul to Ish v'Isha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Ish, and the Am Yisrael is connected to Isha. So he's saying the same way Isha needs to start from her. If she comes after the husband, it doesn't mean she really wants it. The whole Matan Torah needs to be coming first from us. So that's why the Gila is the woman comes first from Matan Torah, connected to Am Yisrael, need to say Nasav and Ishva to receive the Torah. We'll mention two more ideas that's brought down on based on this Gemara. What is the Chasam Sofer in the Torah Moshe in Parshas Vayetze? He goes on to say like this. The Ma'as HaMechpelo was purchased by Yaakov Avinu from the properties that he got from Lavan. Yaakov Avinu was poor. How did he have Nechasim? He got everything from Lavan. Whatever comes from Lavan has come from Beis Av. So it should really belong to Rachel and Leah, the daughters of Lavan. Should be their Nechse Miluk. But they said together, he told Yaakov Avinu, when he told him, let's leave, he says, so in this pasuk, Rachel and Leah, says the Chasam Sofer, gave up on their rights on the Nechasim. They said, we're giving it to you. Really, we don't have any Nachlo. It all belongs to you, Yaakov Avinu, and our children. So says the Chasam Sofer, according to this Gevaldik, he says like this, Pshat is, who is the one who said this sentence, giving over the right to Yaakov Avinu? It says that it was Rachel the Leah, that's the Pasuk. Vatan Rachel the Leah. Rachel said first, then Leah. So Rachel initiated this process saying, I'm giving you everything that we got from our father. Leah was only signing on what Rachel said. She was second. We learned in our Sugya that whenever a woman comes second, she could say, I didn't really mean it, but I want to make you happy. So he says like this, it's not only when a husband says it and then comes a wife. But when you have two wives and one says yes and the other one says I agree, the second one could say Nachas Ruach Asisi LeBaali, the first one can't. So Rachel gave up on her right to Ma'as HaMechpelo first on her own. Leah just gave up the right because she agreed to what Rachel said. And she could say Nachas Ruach Asisi LeBaali. Says that's the oimik that Leah is buried with Yaakov and Ma'as HaMechpelo and not Rachel. Because Leah never gave up on her right that she has from the chosen of her father with that Yaakov Avinu purchased Ma'as HaMechpelo. But Rachel, the initiate on her own, she was the first one to speak, she gave up that right. That's why Rachel is not buried, Yaakov and Leah is buried. Very deep, kevaldic idea of the Chasam Sofer. And finally, we mentioned what the Yisrach Moshe says in Parshas Vayakel. The pasuk says, "Vayavoa Anoshim al Anoshim." The men came on the woman to bring donation to the Mikdash. So he explains what's shat in this loshim. Vayavoa Anoshim al Anoshim. So he said like this: Mitzad Echod, on one hand, the women have to be the ones to give on their own, because if they're just giving because the husband said, so then we have the problem. Nachas Ruach Hasisid Abayli, our Gemara. But on the other hand, a man cannot go behind a woman. It's brought down by Manoach. Manoach was Am Haaretz because he walked behind his wife. So the man can't go behind the wife. So therefore he says like this. If he would say, Vayavoa Anoshim, Ve'anoshim, men and women, Masha, the woman came after the men. So they could say, we didn't really want to give it. Nachas Ruach Hasisid Abayli. If it would say, Vayavoa Anoshim, Ve'anoshim, first the woman and the men, Masha, the men came after the woman. That can't be. That's an Am Haaretz. That's why it says, Vayavoa Anoshim, they came first. But it says, Al Anoshim, meaning they're coming here to assist the woman. The women are the ones who are initiating this donation. The men are just helping them out. But it says men first. Vayavoa Anoshim, Al Anoshim, to assist the woman. They're the main people. And that's how you mekayim the kiyum of both things. A man is coming first, but the woman is one initiating it, and she can't say, Nachas Ruach Hasisid the Bailey. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.